Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. It seems that spring has definitely sprung in the garden, so go to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, order up some tickets to visit the garden and maybe get some special soar tickets, then bring your reusable water bottle and your mask and come see spring bursting out all over the place. Let's start out in the parking lot at the corner of the very first parking aisle. The large cluster of Echinopsis cactus is covered with huge, lovely apricot-colored cactus flowers. There are more than 120 plants in the Echinopsis family, which is native to South America. This cactus comes in sizes from multi-branch trees down to little cactus mounds the size of a sea urchin, with flowers just as varied. In fact, there's a beautiful example of the Echinopsis family that's a really gorgeous pink flower in the cactus collection inside the garden. Before heading inside, you might also want to take a good look at the blooming mounds of ice plant in the planter beds right in front of the garden entrance. The vibrant colors of the mounds of ice plant flowers is unequaled in the cactus garden. Heading into the garden, take a quick turn by the koi pond in the Japanese garden. There are two stands of wild iris at the edge of the koi pond that are blooming right now, one being a wonderful reddish bronze color and the other a royal violet with hot yellow markings. Both are a beautiful example of a very romantic plant to grow at the edge of your pond. While you're at the koi pond, turn around and take a quick walk through the fuchsia garden. There is certainly a flower for everyone this time of year. If you love the really big, double-blooming plants, take a look at the pink marshmallow fuchsia, a soft pink with some of the biggest fuchsia flowers in the garden. If you love something a bit more medium-sized and pink, 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 the beautiful Claudia is blooming. But if you really like something just petite and sweet, take a look at peaches and cream. All of these are trailing fuchsia, and so look up in the hanging baskets to find them. As you leave the fuchsia garden, the mounds of Dickia bromeliad are blooming again. Take a look at the tall spikes of the small, bright orange flowers. As you pass by the lower meadow, pop in to see the pride of Madeira plant by the garden bench. This plant grows throughout the garden, and in fact, it grows wild throughout the Palos Verdes Peninsula. This time of year, it's a riot of blooming spires. This plant blooms in shades of blue, pink, or purple and is a hardy, drought, and pest-resistant plant that can be used as a background plant or to fill a large space. Just up the paved path, you can find a whole bed of beautiful Nashua California penstemon. This bed is a beautiful blue, purple color. However, if you head out to the overlook, there's a bed of firecracker penstemon, which, true to its name, is a hot red flower. If you walk down through the agave collection, you'll find large clumps of prickly pear are beginning to bloom. The beautiful striking yellow and red flowers will continue to shine for weeks to come. Walking out Tram Road, you'll notice the fruit getting ripe on the loquat trees. This is the first fruit of the season to ripen, and it feeds not only the birds in the garden, but many of the other garden critters too. To see the newest of the fancy iris blooms in the border of Memorial Meadow, keep on Tram Road to Memorial Meadow Lane and then go left. This week there are some fabulous yellow and some multicolored bearded iris that will definitely impress you. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.